This is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. I'm puzzle guru Cecil Baldwin, here with guest musician Julian Villard. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg!
Thank you, Cecil. Before the break, our contestant Samuel won his way to the final round at the end of the show. We'll find out a little later who he will face off against. But first, it's time to welcome our special guest. She starred in Nurse Jackie, American Gods, and Elementary, and she plays the female wrestler Liberty Bell on the new Netflix series Glow. Please welcome Betty Gilpin.
Hi.
Welcome, Betty.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for coming to Ask Me Another. Now, you are a great actor in this great new series, but I am stunned to learn that your parents, who are both actors,
yes,
did not want you to go into the business.
No, yeah, I come from a family of carnies, and they were not too excited about... I mean, they were always very supportive of me, but, you know, it can be a hard life, and they wanted me to have a not hard life. So they would bring me to, you know, their auditions and show me, you know, I'm in a room with 13 other guys who look like me and maybe they'll get the part. And but the rule was I had to go to college first and graduate and study science and math as well as theater. But
right.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're saving you from the rejection mostly.
Yes.
And
yeah.
How hard it is. And what do you get a college degree in?
Theater.
With
a focus on theater of the absurd, which is very
That's
lucrative.
Awesome.
It's so useful in real life. Yeah.
And along the way, were they just like, okay, all
yeah,
right.
Yeah, they eventually were on board.
You've said that you like acting roles where you can make faces.
Yes, yeah.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, I make a lot of weird faces. My mom primarily played super character-y parts. She was on All My Children, and she played Esther, the kind of demented trailer hermit, and she stole Erica Kane's baby, and we got, like, death threats from prison. Like, and, you know, in plays, she would play, like, the crazy maid and have, like, a limp. And, you know, I was sort of raised to be a clown, and that I loved being raised that way. And, you know, my mom would, like, moon us every day on the way to school. Like, we'd pull around the house, and my dad would be like, here it comes. And we would turn, and my mom would be like, ah! We'd all be like, ah! But we loved it. So I then went to school and studied Theater of the Absurd, where you could make as many faces as possible. And then my first audition was for Gossip Girl, where the rule is don't make one face.
Right.
Like, just squint and, like, whisper the words and just say it like this and be confused but also sure of yourself. And I did not get that part at all. Like, the feedback was always, like, way too big. She's great, like, playing it insanely large. So yeah, I think my jobs were fewer and farther between. But the jobs I did get let me make the bigger faces.
The bigger faces.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, so in this new series, Glow,
mm-hmm.
where you play Debbie Egan, a former soap opera star
yeah.
who has been out of work since having a baby and decides to join this all-female wrestling league, this must have been the opportunity of a career to make some big faces.
Absolutely. I mean, I knew very little about wrestling going into it, but it really is kind of the highest form of theater.
Yeah.
It's there's like a Barbie Coliseum feeling to like Glow Wrestling especially, which was a real show in the 80s. And those people play to the mezzanine. They are making the craziest faces and shapes with their bodies and pounding their chest. It feels very primal. And
yeah.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
So, right, the character that you play, Liberty Bell.
Yeah.
That's a good character. What is that character's, you know, special characteristic of being a wrestler?
So in every wrestling match, there's a face and a heel.
Yeah.
The good guy, bad guy. My character is a face, Liberty Bell, the all-American hero. And then Alison Brie is Zoya the Destroyer from Russia. So it's U.S. versus Russia.
Ah.
Yeah. And I watched a lot of 1980s Miss America acceptance speeches and daytime Emmy acceptance speeches. Great. And even though they've got the, you know, toddlers and tiara smile, their eyes are crazy. And I tried to tap into that and to kind of have a hint of like Blanche DuBois and yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I can't believe that you guys are doing your own stunts.
Yeah.
Like you got spray tanned for the role because the 80s, big hair, spray tan, spandex, yep. But your tan had to get darker and darker as the filming went on.
Yeah, because of all the bruising. Yeah. And I got a body wave, like a perm.
Yeah,
a real perm. But people chose that for their lives. That was a real lesson for me.
You didn't like it?
Yeah, that was the first time. No, I mean, the smell, I don't know if there are any recovering perm people here, but the smell of a perm, it is a special kind of Chernobyl grave soup smell.
Yeah.
But yes, we also did our own stunts. we trained for about a month with Chavo Guerrero Jr. of wrestling fame, yeah. And then we trained throughout shooting, so like 5 months total, I would say.
I mean, you're wrestling with other women. Is that more intense or more intimate than like a love scene you did in Nurse Jackie?
It was intimate in a way better way than that. I mean, usually as an actress, you get to know your coworkers, you know, after you've been through 2.5 hours of hair and makeup of like full Kardashian war paint and like you're in crazy high heels and a costume tailored within an inch of your life. And wrestling, it was the opposite of that. We got to know each other, you know, wrestling in our pajamas basically a month before we started working together. And it was an incredible way to get to know somebody.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. And obviously the physicality of it is like intense. Do you like it? Are you like, there should be a wrestling workout?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, it's pretty much the worst thing that you can do for your body. It's even though it's staged, or they probably wouldn't even like me to say that, it's, you know, theatrical.
Sure.
You're still slamming your bones and joints and muscles into the ground. Like, there's nothing fake about flipping over and landing on your back.
Right.
So while I loved it so much, my joints are like harmonize when I get out of bed in the morning. It's like, but yeah, I loved it so much.
And there, as a joke, someone brought Summer's Eve spray or something like that to the set.
Yes, they did. There
as an 80s joke or something like that.
Well, it started as a joke. There are a couple moves that are true gynecological safaris of. You really, it was a feminine handshake, I would say. There's a move called the head scissor where Allison Brie and I did it in the pilot, and I basically stand and she just sort of throws her legs at me, and we realized that the key of the move was for her to place her personal area into my chin and swipe it across and then go down onto the ground. And then there's a move where I had to credit card her butt with my face. Yeah. So the Summer's Eve was brought in as a joke at first, but then everybody started using it.
And now they are sponsoring the show.
Yeah, that would be great. We went through like 3 cans. We did.
Have you thought if you were a wrestler in real life, what your persona would be? If you'd be a face or a heel, is there one that you think would be more fun?
I mean, they say in the pilot that the devil gets the best lines. They really do. The heels kind of have more fun. I mean, I don't know. My qualities are more understated. Like, the sarcastic apologizer isn't really, like, a cool wrestling character.
I like that character. Yeah. I think that character wins every time.
She just mumbled something.
Right, yeah. But if you go in closely, that's when she gets you.
Yeah, right.
So we have a fantastic Ask Me Another game for you.
Okay.
Are you up for your big Ask Me Another challenge?
I'm ready.
Okay, fantastic. Betty Gilpin, everybody.
Hi. Thank you.
So, Betty Gilpin, we also found out that you are a huge fan of the band Phish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. That's correct.
How? Why?
Well, okay, I got into them my senior year of high school, and you know, I think I was a wasp with a good childhood who was looking to outsource pain and grit. And so I found the band Phish and would go to festivals and like sleep on broken glass and dirt and be like, I'm real. But I truly love their music, and I think they're carnival ghost people, and I really do love it. It's not for everyone, and I understand that, and some of their songs are very long, and that's okay.
Well, yeah. We're happy that you're a fan because it inspired a game. We're actually going to play one of our favorite games called This, That, or the Other. The game is simple. I'm going to give you a name. You tell me if it's a female wrestler from GLOW, a song by Phish, or a color of Essie nail polish. If you do well enough, Martha Brzezinski from Newburyport, Massachusetts, is going to win an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube. All right, here's your first name, Sparkle.
Phish song.
That is correct. Okay, Stinky.
GLOW wrestler.
That is a GLOW wrestler, yeah. She wore a skunk-like headpiece and zebra-striped leotard.
And there's a wrestling move called stink face, where you press your butt into someone's face.
So they have very creative names.
Yeah.
How about Power Clutch?
Power Clutch. Is that Essie?
That is a nail polish. That's right. It's a deep gray-green.
Oh, yeah.
How about Susie Greenberg?
A Phish song, one of my
favorites. Yes, that's a Phish song, yeah. Yeah, very good. Or a very, very respectable pink nail polish. Princess of Darkness.
GLOW wrestler.
Of course it is.
Nice.
Yeah. So I love this description. Apparently she would attempt to brainwash opponents with black magic, but it often didn't work as it intended.
That's amazing.
That's it. I think we've all tried that. All right, this is your last clue. So far, perfect.
Thank you.
Last one is Ficus.
A Phish song.
Oh, you make that sound like it's your favorite. That is a Phish song.
Yes, it's not my favorite. It's a slow one. Thank you.
Betty, you got all of them right. You and listener Martha Brzezinski have won Ask Me Another Rubik's Cubes. You can see Betty in the Netflix series GLOW. Give it up one more time for Betty Gilpin.
Thank you so much.